Hiya, it is Press Conference Extra. I am Josh Sexton. There are no team talks this week. The Amphir app have some exciting projects they are working on in the background, but it means there are no team talks this week. You poor things, how are you going to cope? Well, I tell you how you are going to cope is that I'm hosting both Press Conference Extras this week. Neil, basically a last minute decision for me to host this one. I don't even know if Neil knows that I'm hosting Friday's one, but I am hosting Friday's one, Neil. So there's the on-air admin bot for today.
It's important to have a sense of rotation for the domestic cup competitions. It's all right to rest the show.
Get the young lads in.
Yeah, it's all right to rest a show here and there. You don't overstretch them, certainly before a big run in. So I think that, you know, as long as we're aware that, you know, there's bigger challenges to come, and that team talk will be back for Chelsea, as will Andy, then we'll be in good nick.
But I make no mistake, I am the fresh legs of the enterprise here, and Andy was off to Saudi for his paycheck. So no concerns that it was near time. But we're also joined by Mike Bancoli. How are you doing, Mike?
All good. Glad to get the call up for this important pod.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can't get you on team talks because you're not based in Liverpool yet. I'm saying a really optimistic yet there.
Had the why.
Maybe you'll be on a team talk. Who knows? That's my dream anyway. I don't know if it is yours, Mike, but I'm going to presume it is. But Pep Linders has just held his pre-Fulham press conference, so we will react to some of the things he talked about in there. And of course, Neil, it starts with Mo Salah. And I was a little bit worried last night. I can't remember who the journalist. I think it may have been Romano. I seen tweeting about it. I was starting to get a little bit concerned that Mo was basically going to be caught up in the middle of, you know, a club versus country conflict. It felt like in that press conference, Pep was at pains to say that's not what's been going on. That actually the Egypt and Liverpool medical teams have worked really well together. And I guess in that sense, you know, we what we can at least guarantee here is that what is being done is best for Mo Salah, because I think, you know, even in the journalist question there, as he quoted, Mo would basically play if he only had one leg. So as long as we know that what has happened is definitely best for Mo Salah, then I think we can all be happy in this scenario.